So I remember a couple of seasons ago, manager called me and said, can I speak to one of his players? So I was like, of course you can. Of course I'll speak to him. And he called me up and I listened. And he'd gone up a level. So he's playing at the highest level he's played at. And I said, what are you struggling with? What's concerning you? He said, failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. To which I said, of course it is. Failure is always an option. Failure is always on the table. And if you look at it like that, it's going to screw you. Because you're always going to be in this survival state. You're always going to be in this threat state. Going, oh, I can't fail. If you look at it the other way and be like, do you know what? I could potentially fail here. It will actually break you free of the shackles instead of keeping you shackled. Because people think, oh, I can't. Failure is not an option. But you might potentially fail. And you learn the most when you do fail. And you do make mistakes. And I failed many a times. And as I said in previous episodes, my relationship with failure is probably better than yours. Hence why my confidence is higher. Because I know failure's on the table. In a game academy, failure's on the table. This podcast, failure's on the table. Doing events, failure's on the table. No one might not turn up. But because I head towards it, it actually breaks me free of these shackles. I'm like, of course failure's on the table. It's okay to fail. And I've seen many a player, quote unquote, fail. And they've failed. And then when I've asked them about that failure, however many months later, because hindsight's a wonderful thing, I said, was it, looking back now, a failure? And they said, no, it was actually an opportunity. Because that failure set them on a certain path. Because we had loads of events. And it's all down to the way we see it, right? Because we're so scared of this failure that we try to avoid it. And as I said, if you try to avoid, it puts you in a threat state, a state where you're trying to survive. And when you try and survive, you feel fear, you have nerves, you withdraw. Rather than going, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm heading towards it. I'm heading towards this failure. I'm going to go towards it. It doesn't matter. If I fail, I fail. I think that's a really good mindset to be in. People think that's bad. And people will argue with me and be like, that's not a good mindset. But failure is a good thing. I always think head towards it. Go towards it. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. And it's got me to where I am today. It's got me to building the Inner Game Academy, speaking in front of people, talking in front of like 1,000 people. Because I'm like, do you know what? If it goes wrong, I learn. There's loads of cliches about failure. You win or you learn. But it's so true. You win or you learn. Do you learn more from winning? Or do you learn more from making mistakes and failing? Failing is just learning. It's all it is. You're just learning. You're just constantly learning. You adapt, you grow. You adapt, you grow. You adapt, you grow. So let's head towards it. Instead of being that player who goes, do you know what? Failure is not an option. Go, do you know what? It's on the table. It's that acceptance mentality. It's accepting that I could possibly fail. If I go into a game today, I could possibly mess up. I could possibly cost the team. That's on the table. I accept that. It's a better way, in my opinion, to be than going, I can't fail. I can't make a mistake. This is not allowed to happen. I'm going to be perfect. And I'm going to talk about perfectionism in the next episode. In the next episode, we'll talk about perfectionism and trying to be perfect. These are only quick episodes. I can't go deeper into them. If you want to go deeper into them, come work with me. We go into it. But let's talk about perfectionism. Let's talk about how sometimes that can be a massive weakness. Perfectionism is fear. Perfectionism, a lot of time, is just fear. We're like, oh, if it's not perfect, I'm not doing it. Well, I believe the opposite way. I'm like, do you know what? I expect it not to be perfect. And I will learn and grow and it will get better. That's a better mindset to be in. What is mindset? Your beliefs and assumptions that your behavior conforms towards. Always remember that. If you like this episode, do me a favor, review it, share it in your stories, tag me in it. Go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. If you want to speak to me, click in for a clarity call. That would be amazing. I will see you tomorrow. Peace out, A-Town. Boop, 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 boop.